we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today and all this week, we'll be discussing the topic of prayer. Prayer is one of the most familiar and beloved aspects of Christianity, but unfortunately, very few Christians have a successful prayer life. Most praying is done ritualistically, and we don't get answers because we haven't asked for anything specifically. Another failure in prayer lies in the amount of time that believers spend. I read somewhere that the average Christian spends about 30 seconds a day in prayer. That means that for every believer who spent 5 minutes praying, there were 9 others who didn't pray at all. But when it comes to the family, you need to pray specifically, and you need to pray much. You need to saturate the life of your child with prayer so that you bring the Lord into the child-rearing process of your home. In the New Testament, there are at least 9 clear commands to pray. For instance, Paul commanded, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." Again, the apostle wrote, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." In addition to the commands on prayer, there are dozens of references that speak of the privilege of prayer that God has given to His children. Over and over again, we see the example of prayer by the Lord and by His followers. This teaching on prayer is so overwhelming that it can't be mistaken. God wants you to pray. He wants you to pray about everything, and certainly, in an area such as your family that's so important, God wants you to pray. He wants you to commit your children to Him so that He can give you the guidance that you need as you attempt to train them to receive Christ as their Savior and then go on to live for Him. You see, one of the significant differences between Christianity and the other false religions is the fact that we have a God who is accessible to His people through prayer. God has given you the privilege and right of prayer, something that the heathen do not have. 1 Peter 3:12 says, "The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The heathen often think of God as a deity who is so high above His worshipers that He has no personal interest in them. The New Testament makes it clear that this is not the case at all. God urges His children to seek Him through prayer. In fact, the Bible makes it clear that the failure to do this is sin. When Israel asked for prayer, Samuel said, "God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." With that comment, he established the principle that every Christian needs to pray. In addition to the biblical mandate, you have a moral obligation to pray for those whom you love. Your relationship to them demands that you do your best to meet their needs, and your best requires that you pray God's blessings upon the family. I think I've made my point. Prayer is an obligation for you, and prayer is an opportunity for you. It's something that you should not neglect, and it's something that you dare not neglect. It's the way for you to move the hand of God on behalf of your children and yourself. As you pray, you invite God to work in you to direct you in your parental responsibilities, and you invite God to work in your children in their responses to your guidance. The home thus becomes a triangle, with God at the apex, providing the guidance to everyone else that's needed to bring success to the home. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.